Hey, everybody, welcome into the program. I am so glad you're with us today because we are talking with author Olivier Melnick and his newest book published this year entitled Antisemitism in the End Times. You know, I don't know what kind of gremlins are going on with my scheduling. If you were here a couple of weeks ago, you know, my guests just completely spaced it. And yet another licensed therapist in town, because we were talking about joy in the holidays. She heard the situation that my guest wasn't here, so she came in and, waved out here at the studio window and came in and helped me. So to tell you what's going on, Olivier is calling from some place in America. I'm not really sure where he is today, but he is supposed to be calling in. I don't know if you've got a time change problem, we are waiting for his phone call to come in. And I'm still very excited about this topic. I've read the book. And if Olivier doesn't get that call in to us, I'm going to open it up to you guys and see what we've got going on. So I want to say about the book, it's called Antisemitism in the End Times. The subtitle is How the Rise of the World's Oldest Hatred is Paving the Way for Messiah's Return, which is such an interesting topic and a very good perspective. You know, this book is loaded with historical information about anti-Semitism from the ancient days up through the mid-20th century, and it continues with a very compelling look at modern anti-Semitism, what our author, Olivier, is looking at modern Semitism and how it is different and even more disturbing. And then finally, his book looks at what we should be looking for and watching for and what we can do to push back against this hatred and this evil that's going on. So I invite you all to keep it right here on your favorite radio stations, 97.1 FM, 1450 AM, or join in with us online at NorthIdahoRadio.com for your live stream listening. My name is Barbara, and we will be right back right after these messages.
Are you in a kerfuffle about entertaining over the holidays? Let Winter Ridge be your safe place to fall. With beautiful floral arrangements for the table, a vast selection of wines and beers for any taste, and delicious desserts from our bakery, you'll be the hit of the season. Don't forget about curbside shopping at Winter Ridge. Just log in, select what you want from our entire inventory, and pick up your order while one of our delightful elves will deliver it to your warm car. See our website for more info. Winter Ridge, local, natural, delicious, on the corner of Lake and Boyer and Sandpoint.
It's the year-end sales event with the Ford crew.
It's sales event time, Sam.
Temperatures are dropping, but the deals are just getting hot.
Time for our annual Ford Holiday Gift Guide.
Oh, yeah.
Hard to go wrong with great deals on trucks and SUVs from Ford, America's all-time best-selling auto brand.
Don't forget the first rule of holiday gift-giving, Hank.
What's that, Sam?
Always remember to treat yourself, too.
Well said.
Based on Automotive News Almanac historical data and industry-reported sales data from 1909 through 2024 CY.
This December, Idaho Panhandle Habitat for Humanity is proud to join nonprofits across Idaho in the Avenues for Hope Housing Challenge, a statewide effort to build homes, hope, and brighter futures. Together, we can make a lasting difference for families right here in the Panhandle. The campaign kicks off now through December 31st. Every gift of $25 or more helps unlock matching funds, multiplying the impact of your generosity. We also want to thank our incredible patrons who donate and shop at the Habitat Restore. Your support keeps usable materials out of landfills, funds local housing projects, and helps families achieve stability. Each purchase and donation is another brick in building hope. Join us this holiday season. Visit avenuesforhope.org to give. Stop by the Restore to shop or donate, and know that you're opening new avenues for hope in our community.
Hi, I'm Maria, salon owner. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic, made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
Looking for the perfect gift for the NFL fan in your life? Make holiday shopping easy with NFLShop.com. From jerseys and hoodies to hats, collectibles, and all the latest fan gear, you'll find something for every person on your shopping list. All officially licensed, all teams, all in one place, and delivered right to your door. Give a gift they'll cheer for this holiday season. Visit NFLShop.com and get the perfect gift today.
Hey everybody, welcome back in. I wish I could say to you, say hello and welcome to Olivier Melnick on the phone with us. He's not there yet, but I thank you for being with us and hang in there because I have read this book and it's amazing. So let me, first of all, before we get into that, I want to let you know who Olivier Melnick is. His book is available to you already. At its publisher, what is the publisher here? The publisher is Harvest House Publishers, but it's available on Amazon paperback for about $12. It's a wonderful book, and I encourage you to consider it and read the reviews that are there. So, okay, our author of this interesting book is Olivier Melnick. He has a master's in biblical and theological studies from the Dallas Seminary. He is the director of Shalom Messiah Ministries, which is an organization that seeks to educate and mobilize Christians to fight the hate, this hate against Jewish people, anti-Semitism. And I want to talk about that and expand on that because anti-Semitism, because Jesus was a Jew, really this anti-Semitism has an undercurrent of anti-Christianity also. And for anyone, whether you're a believer or not, we want to be against hate of anyone for their religion, for their race, for what they believe in. So he in this book is a kind of specific calling to Christians to, you know, push back against this evil and this hate. And I'm saying I think it's everybody's battle. And if we can get Olivier on the phone today, I think he'll agree, and I'll ask him about that. More about Olivier. He is the son of Holocaust survivors from France. He is also a prolific author. He has written 7 books. And of course, as I say, he is the author of this new book that he has written. This was just published in 2025. And so this is his most recent book that's available for you to consider. You know, I want to go back to this idea that Shalom Messiah Ministries is organized to fight the hate. It in particular calls out to Christians and believers to join this battle in defense and in support of Jewish people, whether they are Messianic Jews, whether they believe in Christ or whether they do not, that for whatever reason they are being hated and discriminated on and killed. And so really, you all know, my audience here locally throughout Bonner County and Boundary County. Of course, online, I've got 2 relatives of mine that are in Colorado listening online. So it's a big audience, and it's a mixed audience. Like I said before, we have believers, we have seekers, we have people who don't believe, but I think everyone should be in this fight to fight hatred, hate any hatred, but certainly anti-Semitism. It's everybody's battle. So that's why I think this book is really, it should be interesting and important to everyone. So I want to begin with some information for you, kind of the genesis of this book. I'm sure that you all remember October 7th, 2023, when Hamas just came in and massacred more Jewish people, men, women, children, old people, babies, in a single day than in any other time since the Holocaust. Thousands died on that day, and of course, thousands more died that were taken captive and after that. And you know what's interesting is that same September in 2023, I had the privilege of going to Israel with a local pastor, Ken Lawrence, and his brother, Les Lawrence, who's in North Carolina, and his whole ministry is going to Israel. And so in 2023, myself, Pastor Ken, and two other people that live here locally, and then about 30 other people from across America. It was a small group, but it was so wonderful. We were in Israel at that time, and we got back to America. I think it was just 2 weeks before October 7th, 2023, and all hell broke loose in Israel with the Hamas invasion. So to think that I was there at the very northernmost part of Israel, we were like 18 miles from Damascus. There's just a kind of a peak there in Israel. And now, of course, I don't know exactly the status now, but when the worst of the attacks were going on, all of that area that I was standing in was attacked, invaded, bombed, and had to be evacuated. So here we are. And I mention all this because it seems to be that it was this event, October 7th, 2023, that was one of the genesis of this book for Olivier to write. And the reason also is because you may remember the initial response from everyone, from governments and people and all the online chat was in support of Israel. Everyone was horrified at what had happened. The babies were killed, just slaughtered in the streets, slaughtered in homes. And everyone was outraged and supported Israel because of the Palestinian attack. But things started changing incredibly, and Palestinian leaders just pushed back and said that somehow Israel had started it, which was a lie. Politicians, even news organizations, international and mainstream here in America, began to kind of backpedal a little bit and see that there were reasons that they did this slaughter in Israel. And students on campuses who were originally supportive, I'm sure that you know the news then and even continuing through today, have kind of become pro-Hamas and pro-Palestinian and anti-Semitic. There have been many attacks on our Jewish students, our young Jewish students, American Jews, on our college campuses, to where our government had to intervene on large campuses. I'm not going to go through and name them. That's not the point of the show, but you know that they had to be threatened that federal money would be withdrawn if they didn't get a handle on this hate that was going on. So our author indicates to us that coming up, like since World War II, when it all started to change, and coming, really rising up, in 2023, I mean, before that, but since then, just an exponential rise, he calls it, his words, an exponential rise in anti-Semitism worldwide. And that's one of the differences. So in this book that you might want to consider getting for your family and to read together, He gives an overview, first of all, of the rising hatred of the Jews and describes where it comes from. The various acts of Jewish hatred that we have witnessed lately, you know, do seem to be part of some kind of final act or final program to eliminate Israel and the Jewish people. I mean, it's really rising up for their elimination. And we know that the prophecy in the Bible tells us that there is going to come a time, which is not now, where there is peace that surrounds Israel. And then the Antichrist comes, and then that prophecy plays out. So he sees this incredible rise of anti-Semitism to be biblical, in that that will have to be overcome miraculously, really, is the way I'm looking at it. And then that peace, true peace, not true peace, I take that back, but just this peace will be around Israel, and that it brings in the Antichrist, who's going to say, I can give everybody peace. So our author, so you will know, he is a believer, he is a Christian. I was going to ask him if he likes to be called a Christian or a Messianic Jew, but we'll save that for another time. He believes, and he writes in here extensively, and places this anti-Semitism, and especially this rise, directly on Satan. It's just not misguided people who haven't got the story straight. It is actually a satanic power that is rising up and using people, news media and students and others, to his satanic designs. Of course, this has been throughout history. It's been Satan, whether it was Pharaoh who was coming against, or Herod in the times of Jewish when he was a baby, where the order went out to kill all the boy babies 2 years old and under, which is why Jesus had to be taken to Egypt to be safe. It's just satanic. But there's, Satan started anti-Semitism, but our author calls it now two things that he didn't see exactly before. It's irrational, and it's global. This is not just in Germany or just in Egypt during Pharaoh's time or just in Israel during the time of Christ. This is his words, all right, irrational and global. And that's what makes it different. And that's what makes it different than what we may be used to, and we may be used, we're not used to perceiving. I'm going to quote right here. He says, end time anti-Semitism is much more irrational than its predecessor, which is the main reason why I believe there has been a major shift in this hatred. And here it goes. The hatred is no longer isolated. The cancer of anti-Semitism has metastasized to the entire planet. I mean, we have college campuses in America that are not just speaking, I mean, freedom of speech, if they want to, against Jews, which is like incredible, against someone for their religion. But it is irrational in that they don't want to talk about it, and there is no merit or meaning to why they're doing this. They can't explain. They just hate Israel for some reason. We've seen on college campuses that animosity is growing. And what makes all this so unique is it's mixing all these people together. Now listen to this. Again, I'm quoting the author, and he is saying it's bringing the liberal left. They are anti-Semitic. Many Democrats will vote directly against anything that benefits Israel, or they just vote no. And they are our elected people in Congress. The extreme right is also coming into this mix, kind of the what are the true American Nazis. They are the extreme, extreme right. That is not Trump. That's not conservative. That's an extreme right as bad as that extreme left that just is being used, and radical Islam. and our college campus students. I mean, obviously not everyone, but there is a preponderance of college campuses where the hatred is unbelievable. And this is the one I really can't answer for you. So write this down. And when I get Olivier back on the show, or I can talk to him and I'll report back to you. You know that American Jews have voted, and to a certain extent continue to vote, overwhelmingly in favor of liberal political candidates, even though those candidates vote against Israel. Over the years, they voted against recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. They vote against giving arms and fighter jets and money to fight this Hamas war, for example, and even before. So my question for Olivier is, why are American Jews, though I know he talks about that seems to be changing and breaking down finally, but they have up to now and continuing a little bit to vote overwhelmingly for liberal Democrat political people. So I don't know what that's all about, but it is the truth. And you can see it in any political poll that you want to look at, like New York is a good example of where that happens. All right, we are up against a break. When we get back, I have more to talk to you about. This book, I can't believe I am here talking about it, but I want you to know I read this book page by page by page. So thank you for being with us, and we'll be right back.
Lana K Realty has a new home listing with a price reduction. Nestled on a private 10 acres, a rancher with two stories, six bedrooms, and three baths. Perfect for horse and livestock in a rural setting. County-maintained road frontage located just 12 minutes from Sandpoint. This home combines proximity to town and peace and privacy of a rural setting. Now priced down to $610,000. See the professionals at Lana K Realty. LanaKRealty.com.
The Forge Artisan Pizza in Sandpoint offers a wide variety of pizza styles, fresh baked sourdough bread, delicious appetizers, interesting salads, beers on tap, fantastic wines, and canned cocktails. At The Forge Pizza, we make all of our food in-house and from scratch using nothing but organic Italian flour from a small mill outside of Rome, Italy, and local ingredients. The Forge Pizza, 306 Pine Street, open Thursday through Monday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Albertson Barlow Insurance Services in Sandpoint is your trusted, independent, locally owned and operated full-service insurance company. Scott and Ty understand that insurance these days can get confusing. They're here to assist you through the process and explain your options clearly, providing you and your family the right coverage for every need. Life, health, property, auto, and more. Contact Albertson Barlow Insurance in the Old Powerhouse Building, online at Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
Better Together Animal Alliance has all your holiday needs, from sparkling tree decorations and cozy home decor to festive ugly sweaters and winter apparel to keep you warm all season long. We've got everything you need to make your holidays bright, fun, and full of cheer. Every purchase helps pets find their forever homes. Shop smart, shop with heart. Only at Better Together Animal Alliance.
As the holiday season brings joy and celebrations, at Bonner General Health, we encourage you to prioritize your health and well-being. Stay active, eat balanced meals, get enough rest, and stay hydrated. Treats and alcohol in moderation, and wash your hands often. To enjoy time with friends and family, we will be here if you need us. Our immediate care clinic is open 7 days a week, the exception of Christmas Day, and our emergency department is always open. We wish you health and happiness now and in the new year. For more information, visit bonnergeneral.org.
As we close out another great year here in North Idaho, we want to express gratitude and give thanks to our loyal customers. We're excited to offer our 2022 Cabernet Sauvignon as December's Wine of the Month. Jenny and Christian Benoit's incredible artwork will once again brighten our tasting room, and as always, we have an amazing lineup of music and soul-satisfying cuisine that pair effortlessly with our award-winning wines. We're located at 301 Cedar in downtown Sandpoint and open Tuesday through Saturday, noon till 8. The Pondere Winery, sharing our passion for the past 30 years.
News Talk 97.1.
Everybody, welcome in. I am here talking about Olivier Melnick's book, Anti-Semitism in the End Times. I'm going to give you our call-in number if there's anyone out there that you may have read this book. It was published earlier in 2025, or you may have a question or a comment, brief comment, that you can share with Pat in our sound room, and then he'll tell me about it. We may not be able to get you on the air, but we can certainly get your opinion or your question out. So we appreciate that. The number is 208-265-8255. So there are a couple of things that I think I want to get to just kind of set us to kind of a primer, if you will. First of all, the definition of anti-Semitism from our author, and I'm going to quote again this, anti-Semitism was, is, and always will be the complete destruction of the Jewish people just because they are Jewish. And he later adds, it is also the destruction of Israel. I mean, it's the whole country. And when he talks about that then, he teaches us, or reminds us really, that there is a difference between Jewishness or Jew and Judaism. And one is the person that is Jew. It's an ethnic state. It's who they are and how they identify. Judaism is the religion that is practiced by some of the Jewish people. Not all of our Jewish people in Israel or in America practice Judaism. It's like not everybody in America practices Christianity or some other faith. So he wants us to make sure that we're keeping in mind that difference. But anti-Semitism, anti-Judaism, was, is, and always will be the complete destruction of the Jewish people just because they're Jewish. So it doesn't matter whether they're a faithful Jew or a practicing Jew or an Orthodox Jew or an unbelieving Jewish. It is hatred against those people. So the next area I want to cover with you and talk to you about is how the end times anti-Semitism, as discussed in this book, is happening now and how it's different from times past. The first difference is it's global. It's not just in a certain area at a certain time. It's just global. It's all around the world. And I don't have to remind you, what was it, just 2 days ago? On Saturday, I believe, there was a Hanukkah festival in Australia, and 15 people are dead. Two gunmen. I mean, it was just a massacre at this Hanukkah festival gathering at Sydney's iconic Bondi Beach. 15 people were killed, and one of two gunmen were shot dead during that at that time. And just a hail of gunfire. It was the first night of the Jewish Festival of Lights of Hanukkah, and Australian officials have quickly labeled this assault an anti-Semitic act of terrorism. There was just no doubt that this was anti-Semitism at its worst. 15 of the Australian Jewish people are now dead, including, as I understand it, a rabbi. I mean, it's just shocking, and it makes us all grieve, but I hope that it would make us all want to understand how this could be. How could this be? And maybe inspire you and maybe your book club, you know, to get a copy of this book and share it. I want to say again, this is available at Harvest House Publishers. It's also available online. And the title is Anti-Semitism in the End Times. There is eyewitness video of this event in Australia. And just a total barrage of gunfire. It's just awful. And so there we are. You know, his point, how timely is this book, I ask you? from Olivier. So anti-Semitism is now global, as opposed to just moving, you know, from region here to region there. You know, pogroms in Russia, the Holocaust in Germany, it kind of moved around and was, in a sense, localized. Now, it's all over, and there are many Islam and Muslim people that, like, have immigrated to France, and now we see a lot of anti-Semitism in France, just to use that as an example, or England. But it's not just the Muslims, the Islams, who hate the Jews. They're, like I say, college campuses, you know, left-wing people, far, far, far right Nazi people, and even some American Jews. It's irrational. It's just not based on anything they are or that they have done. It's an irrational hatred, and he believes, and I agree with him, it's fueled by Satan's hate of anything that is of God, which the Jewish people are. They are a covenant people with God. Satan hates them because they are God's people, as are Christians. So it's also different because it's on college campuses. As I've said before, it's different because it's the liberal left and Democrats. It's also the extreme right. It's radical Islam. And incredibly, it is the American Jewish people themselves. Some of them, some on college campuses, some, okay? It's not like it's one wide wash against everyone. But the uprising of this anti-Semitism in all of these different areas in different countries at this time is global, and it's irrational. I'm wondering if anyone in my my listening audience would be willing to call in at 208-265-8255, because I'm thinking and wondering and asking you, do you think that President Trump, in both his first and now his 1 year into his second administration, has to a certain extent changed the attitude of American people, American Jews in particular, to be less favorable toward the anti-Jewish far left and more in alignment with that conservative group, mostly Republican, who, because it was President Trump that recognized Jerusalem as we were one of the first to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. And there have been many other efforts by his administration and his people in all the different areas to recognize and to be kind to Jews. So I'm wondering if you think, my question is, has that made a difference, the way that our Jewish Americans, our Jewish voters are voting? Are they voting more conservative? So that's a question that's out there. If anybody wants to call in and get in on that comment, I am inviting you in. And, you know, one of the other things I don't know that I emphasized about this book, and why I'm encouraging you to give it a listen and to consider buying it, is this goes into the first, I don't know, third or 40% of the book is a very detailed, in-depth history lesson on anti-Semitism from ancient times to the mid-20th century. This is, like I said before, a primer on the history here. So if you're interested in that, and I was very interested in it, I didn't know that I would be, but as I was reading, I was really impressed with the detail and the research that has been, that has gone on. So I encourage you to consider that. Looking at college campuses, I'm wondering, there's a quote in this book that's very interesting. Olivier says, quote, "Hatred has a way of multiplying when it is not opposed and overcome," close quote. So he is saying that if our college campuses, just to use them as an example, are not really pushing back against violent demonstrations and violent anti-Semitism, not just in a verbal confrontation, but where we have Jewish students on our college campuses, not just the big campuses that make the news, but in many college campuses, they are being physically attacked. They're like women at night, go out in a group so you can at least have a chance of being safe. So that quote, I think, is very important. It's why this book was written, why we need to push back. We need to do what we can, and we'll get to that a little bit later. But hatred has a way of multiplying when it is not opposed and overcome. So that's something that I think we all need to think about and what we can do. All right, we are up against another break. We're going to take that break right now.
Ritz Transmission and Performance in Bonner's Ferry, now offering new services. Transmission repair to manual and automatic, U-joints, clutches, differentials, custom upgrades, transfer cases, and transmission services. Call for an appointment or just stop in. Your go-to mechanic in Bonner's Ferry for everything from oil changes to transmission repair. Get a free diagnostic at Ritz Transmission and Performance, 6878 Main Street in Bonner's Ferry.
Giving back is a huge part of our identity at Winter Ridge. We are continuing our food drive through December that benefits Bonner Community Food Bank. Please consider making a contribution during the season of sharing. If you bring your own shopping bag, we take a nickel off your receipt or donate it to one of three local charities. We choose the recipients carefully. If you represent a charity and would like to be involved, please call us. We are truly grateful and thankful for your support during 2025. We exist because of you, Winter Ridge. Local, natural, delicious, on the corner of Lake and Boyer and Sandpoint.
The holidays are the season of giving, and Under the Sun in Bonner's Ferry is a great place to shop for everyone on your list. With their unique and unusual gifts, come shop with friends and enjoy lunch in the bistro with its wonderful food selection, plus beer and wine and the espresso bar with its organic coffee and more. Downstairs, you can explore the new women's consignment clothing boutique, hand-picked, open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Under the Sun, where the sun is always shining.
Add warmth and ambience to your home, or update your drafty old fireplace with a new efficient wood, pellet, or gas heater from the Stove Corral. Your local dealer of Lopi, Fireplace Extraordinaire, and DaVinci. Upgrade your old wood burner now. The 30% federal tax credit ends this year. On McNerney Road, off Kootenai Cutoff in Ponderay. Take comfort in knowing they install and service what they sell. You are the heart of your home. Let them keep you warm. The Stove Corral.
Okay, raise your hand if you want to make your life a little bit easier. Great. Now raise your other hand if you like to be comfortable. Perfect. Now that you have both hands raised, imagine putting on your shoes. And that, folks, right there is your answer to an easier, more comfortable life. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. This is footwear you don't need your hands to put on. They can be raised in the air, and you can just step it and go. So you ask, how do hands-free Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, it's like they have this invisible built-in shoehorn, so your foot slides into place. Then our heel pillow keeps your foot comfy and secure. And Slip-ins are for the whole family, men, women, and kids, in all your favorite Skechers styles, from sneakers to casual shoes and even sandals. Yes, even sandals. So raise your hands in the air and put your shoes on like you just don't care, because you just went hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. Why don't you experience what people can't stop talking about? Life-changing Skechers Slip-ins. Get your Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
News Talk 97.1, KSBT KBFI.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. My name is Barbara, and I don't know, this has just got to be fate or something. First of all, I read the book. I almost always read the book, but you know, like right now, I'm really glad because this is a big book. It's a thick book, and I worked my way through it. Praise God for that blessing. And Olivia Melnick, our author, I don't know what has happened again. I don't know. I don't know what came loose in the communication, but he is not on the phone with us today. And so I'm sharing with you my take on this book and his take, because as I say, I read the book. It's really good. I really recommended it. It's got so much history all the way back from Genesis, from ancient times, all the way up mid-20th century. And then, kind of a new kind of global, irrational anti-Semitism that is going on. There are a couple of key questions that I want to get to before we run out of time, and that is, what should Bible-believing Christians do? Of course, I've already said, I think this is everybody's battle. Whether you're a Christian or not, you need to be opposed to just irrational anti-Semitism, hatred against anyone for what they believe or who they are. And then how best can we support Israel? What can we do? So I want to start, this is in his book, I'm taking this from the book Anti-Semitism in the End Times, and the first thing that he talks about, interestingly, is what not to do. These are the things we do not want to do. The first thing is do not be silent. Do not be silent. We need to speak out. We need to write. We need to, when we see someone saying or doing something that's anti-Semitic, we need to push back against that. Do not stay silent. It's like anything. This is true of anything that is evil or wrong or hateful. We need to speak up. It's like the old, see something, say something. It's like see something, hear something, witness something, speak up, say something, speak back against them, and do what you can, but do not be silent. The second thing I find very interesting, and he says, avoid appeasement. When we do speak up, we speak up in a way that's really appeasement. Do you remember the stories of who was the British prime minister that went to Germany thinking that he could appease Hitler, that he could, talk to Hitler and be hail fellow, well met, and can't we all just get along? And of course, it was a complete, total distraction that kept England from preparing, as Churchill was trying to get everybody to understand. Ultimately, they all came around, they understood, but appeasement is not the way to go. Just because you're going to speak up, you want to speak up the truth. You want to speak up strongly. You want to say the truth and not just, try to, make a deal and explain. Can we just not, agree to disagree? No, not when it's hatred like that. Not when you're going to kill somebody. Not when you're going to go kill babies or chop off heads. That there is no appeasement for that kind of action. There is no dialogue there. Xenophobia, you want to avoid xenophobia, which, as you know, is the fear and hatred of strangers or foreigners or of anything that is strange or foreign. So we don't want to be xenophobic. That's just for everyone. And I think if everyone felt that way, there'd be a lot less hatred. This is an interesting section. I'm not going to speak to it because he dealt with it so well. It's in the book. It's in the section, Taking a Stand Against End-Time Anti-Semitism and What to Avoid. You want to avoid xenophobia. Like against the enemy. You don't want to appease them, but you don't want to be xenophobic either. I liked that. Now he gets to the nitty-gritty, and he talks about what is helpful and what we can do. So I want you to get your pencils and papers out, you guys, or buy the book. The first one is go on a fact-finding mission. Read the book. The history of anti-Semitism and everything that he's got in here is so amazing. And we need to know fact-finding. What happened in Australia? Fact-finding. What's happening on our campuses? Fact-finding. Who in our government is supporting Israel and fighting anti-Semitism and who isn't? Get the information for yourself. You research and you can make up your mind and see what you can do and who you can support and what you can say so you can speak out against it. Number two, the second thing he advocates for in responding to anti-Semitism is to become an advocate for Israel. I mean, the hatred is against Israel. It's against the Jewish people. Both those that are practicing Judaism and those who are not. And so become an advocate. It does not mean that you need to have contempt for Arabs or Palestinians. It does not mean that. It just means that when you're equipped with the truth, the factual truth, you are able to dialogue with, not appease, but dialogue with people that have a different view. And you can be the advocate. So don't be silent. Be an advocate. Be an informed advocate. Of course, I think of Charlie Kirk immediately, who was just armed with his photographic memory of everything he read. But we can do our part to be able to speak the truth and what the facts are and what you have researched. So your arguments are not just arguments, they're filled with data, and that you have this position because. He says there are certain organizations we need to boycott. I'm not going to go through that list because I will let you find that out. But boycotting is a consistency of not shopping or buying or believing sources or that you know are anti-Semitic. So that is one. You can get that list and you can find that out for yourself. And this is all kind of related to not being silent, don't you think? Because the next one he has here is to expose those who demonize the Jews. So don't be silent. Expose them. You know, people or organizations or magazines or newspapers or groups that are demonizing Jews, that are anti-Semitic, that are hating and not telling the truth and telling lies, then expose them, call them out by name, and come against it. I know this is asking a lot, but you know, if there can be some more awareness on our part as to what's going on. The other one I like, and this is the last one I'm going to end with, is this is what you can do to do your bit to push back against the evil of anti-Semitism, anti and hatred, anything, is to reach out to the Jewish community. We have Jewish communities in our area. There's a synagogue in Spokane, and I think we have some Messianic Jews in our area. Reach out. Maybe you can help. If you see vandalism or any kind of spray painting going on someplace, you can come against that. You can call, email, send cards, even visit a synagogue if you're traveling around and let them know that you stand with them, whether you are a praying person to stand with them or you're just standing with them against hatred. There is a list of all the ways that you can minister be an advocate for the Jewish community at resources.shalom. ShalomInMessiah.com. ShalomInMessiah.com. There's a list there that gets updated and places that you can go to. All right, everybody, can you believe it? That's it for today. I hope you've enjoyed listening. I hope that you will consider this book. I want to invite you all back next Tuesday. My guest is American history buff and teacher Sean Morgan. He's been with us three times already this year to honor our wise and wonderful American founders. And because it's winter, we're going to look at two overwhelming struggles of the Continental Army they endured in the winter seasons, two of them. The first was crossing the Delaware, and the other is the unforgettable challenge and suffering that they had to overcome in Valley Forge. This is going to be a really interesting show. As usual, I have a quote for you from our founding fathers. This one's Benjamin Franklin. I love Benjamin. And he succinctly called everyone to action. And this includes regarding our book today. Benjamin Franklin said, quote, "Well done is better than well said," close quote. So let's get active and let's push back. Till next Tuesday, this is Barbara saying take care of each other, slow down out there, and may God richly bless you, my friends.